Welcome to Glam Mom Social, where we empower women and grow through self-love. This podcast was created to inspire women to be themselves with no fears and no self-doubt. Ride along with us on this journey called life. In this episode of Glam Mom Social, we are interviewing Emily Kylo, founder of Cool Mom 101 and Rosa Media Co. We will be diving into her journey as an entrepreneur and how it began while she became a mother. Emily is telling us all her secrets for success on motherhood, personal development, while living her best life. We just want to welcome Emily Kylo, founder of Cool Mom 101 and Rosa Media Co.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to interview you because I feel so cool when I check out your social media, and I'm obsessed with your branding and just everything that has transpired in the last little bit that I've been following you has just been so inspiring, and I absolutely love it.
Oh my goodness, that's so nice. Yes, thank you.
I love it. Oh, my pleasure. So we start out our podcast by pulling a Miracles Now inspirational affirmation from Gabby Bernstein. So I'm going to pull a card for you. I have cleansed these cards, so your energy should be full into it. We'll see what comes up. And mainly it's for our listeners as well as for you. So hopefully it'll inspire somebody. This is a good one. Oh my God. Okay. So it says sleep is a spiritual practice.
Ooh.
I feel like we were just talking about catching up on our rest.
Well, here's the thing. Fun fact, you probably didn't know about me. I take my sleep very seriously. So
no way.
Yes.
Okay.
Like I have like a no screen policy after usually 9:30 PM. So like that kind of thing that I'm really, and I have like a bit of a routine. When it's a little colder, I would usually take a bath, but it's funny. I've kind of not been as into the baths right now, but I'll do like a whole wind down, you know, your whole skincare routine. And yeah, mm-hmm. I do typically a bit of yin yoga as well. So yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Just hold pause on that because I really want to touch base on this because I feel like this will inspire and really tap into a lot of like mom listeners that are out there. Because this question's been coming up a lot for me too. So this is awesome. Okay.
Okay.
So let's start out by saying what your biggest glam win is. And by glam, our glam brand stands for gratitude, love, ambition, and mindfulness. So what would you say is your biggest glam win?
I love it. You know what? I think my kind of one I've been working on, and it's got to such a good place right now that I'm really happy about it and feel quite proud about it, is my morning ritual, which I think incorporates all of those things really, because I do some gratitude practice that goes along with that ritual. And then I also, you know, practice my mindfulness with my meditation. And I've been doing this practice called Magical Morning from, do you know who Gala Darling is?
Yes, I love her.
I know. I am like borderline obsessed with her.
Yeah.
So anyway, she has this practice, the Magical Morning practice, where you basically talk about what you're grateful for. And you do this on a voice note. Okay. So you voice note it and you say like, I'm really grateful for whatever it is, the sunshine, my beautiful son, whatever it is, all the things you're grateful for. And then you talk about your vision for the day. So how do you want your day to go?
So you talk about, so good.
Yeah, it's cool because you talk about it in the past tense. Like it's a done freaking deal. Like I already did it. So you could say like, so if it's you, you know, like you had an amazing morning with your kids and like made them a delicious breakfast. And then you know, like did amazing module work for your clients. And anyway, so you talk about it as if it's already been done. And then the last piece is you talk about your future vision. And so same premise, you talk about it as if it's already happened.
Oh my God.
So it's really powerful. And then what you do is you send the voice note.
To who?
So this is the coolest part. I met these people through this like book and practice called Radical Radiance is the name of the actual like book. And so, yeah, they're like quote unquote, they were randoms. Now I know them. I know all like their inner desires, but it was so like the very first time there is a little bit of fear for sure. For even me, I was like, oh, this is a bit weird. But I'm like, you know what? Like, no, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And, yeah. And it's really cool. So there's actually three of us and we have like a little WhatsApp group. And yeah, every morning I record my little gratitudes and visions and I listen to theirs and we kind of like encourage each other. Anyway, it's really, really beautiful.
Oh my God. I love that. I love that as number one, like a program that you are committing to.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that for listeners, if you have like best friends and, you know, like sister, brother, whoever is listening, like just to commit to each other on holding each other accountable, like that's huge.
Yes, absolutely. In whichever form, you know, that goes in for you guys, it doesn't need to be like a voice recording, but
yeah,
like you said, maybe it's just sharing like a big goal you have, just putting it out there into the universe. I think that's really powerful.
Oh my God. I absolutely love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I'm really amped on it.
Yeah, I love it. I'll have to chat more about you, with you about that. So awesome. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your journey with Cool Mom 101 and how it kind of evolved and started.
Yes. Great question. So Cool Mom 101 started as a podcast, actually. So I started in July of last year. So I'm not quite at a year yet of podcasting. And I started on maternity leave. And it was something I always wanted to do. You know, you think of, there's like those little goals or big goals that you're like, I've always wanted to do that. And I was like, you know what? This mat leave, I was really looking for like a creative outlet. Plus, I felt like this was kind of my mode. Like, I tried blogging before. I didn't love that. Like, as a way to create community and kind of spread knowledge, spread inspiration. And I didn't love blogging. I was like, no, this isn't quite right. And I was like, I'm a talker. So
love it.
Podcast is the perfect medium for me. So it started as a podcast. And then it has evolved into its own kind of business where I'm developing a course to help women really design their chic and connected life of their dreams. So really helping them. I have a background in marketing and kind of brand and digital marketing. So I really want to weave a lot of that into the program. So you'll see a lot of that in it. But then it also has a lot of the mindset stuff, like a lot of the stuff that we're talking about now. So more of the life kind of aspects, lifestyle aspects, but definitely a focus on building your brand, whether it's your personal brand or your business.
Oh my God, I love it. Yeah. I love it. So has that program launched yet, or how can listeners get a hold of that?
Yes, by going to coolmom101.com, and I will be ready to launch by June 1. So that's kind of when, but I can still accept applications. So definitely go check it out if it sounds like something that's up your alley.
Amazing. Amazing. Awesome. And would you say, like, is that how your Rosa Media Co. kind of got intertwined, or did that start first?
Another good question. So I started Rosa after I was coming back from maternity leave, and I was like, again, it was one of those little itching things that I was always like, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to do my own shit. I don't really like taking direction from people. I've always been super creative and like a go-getter, and it's like, why not me? Like, that's
yes,
kind of where I landed. It's like, why not you? And anyone who's listening, like, why not? Like, you are just as talented, smart, creative, so you should go for it if that's what is calling you.
Mm-hmm.
And it definitely was. So I started taking clients on public relations side of things. So as I mentioned, I have about 10 years background in marketing and more specifically public relations. So for Rosa, I really focus on taking clients that want like PR strategy, social media strategy, and influencer marketing. That's kind of the areas I focus on.
Nice. That's exciting. That's cool that you can combine both businesses into kind of one.
Yes, totally. So it's a lot of my, I guess, skill set, I do think will be super helpful for anyone that's taking courses that I develop, because I just have a lot of knowledge and experience in that area of marketing and branding. So I think that's kind of a, just a bit of a different angle. And then I'm keeping, you know, the clients a bit separate that work specifically on PR, because of course not everyone is going to want to do this whole process. And some people just know what they want. And like, I have a client right now that I work on quite a lot of stuff with them, but it's definitely nothing related to like what I'm doing at Cool Mom 101. So yeah, I'm keeping them separate.
Beautiful. Okay. Awesome. And now, what advice would you give a young woman starting a business? Like, I know that social media is super popular right now, and we see so many women and aspiring women on there. So what advice would you give around like branding and social media?
Yes, great question. So I think one of my first big pieces of advice I would give to anyone is really invest in it as much as you can. So for example, if you are just starting out and you don't have a lot of money to invest in it yet, that's okay, but maybe put some money behind, you know, a really great graphic designer. Maybe that's going to be $300-$400, somewhere around there. You get a beautiful logo and then you really start to get that strong brand going. I think that's so important to invest as much basically as you can in that type of thing. And then maybe it's something like getting some professional photographs. Again, depends on the business, but I still would say that that's a big piece of advice I would give. So where you can invest in those pieces that are really going to look professional and showcase your brand, that's where I would go first.
I love that, because honestly, I feel like a photograph can, like a professional photograph that's styled properly as to like who, whatever your vision is, can really portray who you are. And I think it's so important to invest in that, because then, you know, whoever you are targeting will kind of build that connection with you.
That's exactly it. That's, you said it perfectly. And just to add to that, I think when you, the way I kind of look at it too, is like, if you're not willing to invest in your business, like why would other people invest in
you? That's huge. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you have like a similar mindset. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're not going to invest in yourself and in your business, and I'm not saying like go, here's the thing, I'm not saying go spend $8,000 to get a website developed, okay? Like, you don't need to do that right now. But for example, my website I built, coolmom101.com, I built it myself. I bought a template from the Coast Kit. And so it took a lot of work, but now I know exactly how my website works. It looks super professional and beautiful. Like, I get so many questions about who made it, and I was like, I made it.
Oh, I love all the value that you're providing, and literally it's been like 15 minutes.
Okay.
No, I love it. Yes, it's so helpful. Like, just the fact that, you know, people can feel inspired to actually be motivated to do it on their own, and it doesn't take, you know, like millions of dollars to do this, I feel like is going to be so encouraging for people listening, you know?
I really hope so, because here's the thing. If you have that ambition and you know where you want to start, you don't need to know all the answers.
Yes. Okay?
But you know where you want to start. Just start, because like I said, I built an entire website for $300. I think the last brand photo shoot was around $250 that I did. And my logo and everything was a few hundred dollars. So do the math on that. For the, all those brand pieces, it was what?
Less like than $1,000. $700. Yes. Oh my God. So good.
So, you know, just think about that for a moment. And you mentioned social media. And here's the thing. A lot of marketing can be done super strategically with free things. Mm. Absolutely. Free or little money. But those pieces are going to communicate your brand and really attract people to you. So I think invest in the beginning where you can. And then I plan to continue to invest. So like, I'm already planning another brand photo shoot, because it's great to get like a refresh of content, but that's just a couple hundred dollars. So it's not a huge investment.
Amazing.
So definitely I would suggest invest in the branding as much as you can.
Love it. Love it. Such good such good content. I love it so much. So what would you say is your, was or is your biggest like aha business moment that you were just like, huh, this is like amazing light bulb moment?
You know what? I think it was actually, and it kind of relates to what we were talking about. It was the fact that, and I hope someone takes this and runs with it, because it was the fact that I had thought about starting, we'll start with the PR business. I had thought about starting that, and actually the coaching business, for probably 4 years, 3 or 4 years. And so when you think about it like that, I just quote unquote wasted 3 years not building these businesses, which I could have been. And for the amount of effort it took me to get them off the ground, it was a little bit, like, I almost found it slightly comical. I was like, oh my goodness, like, what was I doing? But that's okay. Like, you know, everything comes in due time.
Right.
But I think, you know, hindsight, that was really interesting for me because, like I said, once I really got down to it and let the fear go, like, let the fear of being judged or let the fear of, like, what anyone's going to think, you know, let the worry that you're not going to, like, get enough clients, just, like, let it go. And just start.
Yes. And you are going to attract your tribe and your vibe, you know, like you're going to attract whoever is meant to be in your culture. I believe that. And I've like, I know you've done that. I know like I've done that. I've seen people do that all the time. So I feel like it's just a matter of, like you mentioned, is taking that initial step and just really stepping out of your box, out of your comfort box, taking one little step and then just kind of rolling with it.
Absolutely. And something else I'll mention here is I am a Brené Brown, I think was the one who introduced me to this term, but I'm a recovering perfectionist.
Oh, join the club. Yep.
Yeah. So perfectionism was the fear that kept me not starting these businesses and not getting going on what I really wanted, which was to be an entrepreneur and make my own schedule and work with amazing people, brands, and women. Like, that's what I always wanted. Mm-hmm. But the perfectionism was keeping me playing small and just not going for it. So I think, speaking of aha moments, when I started to realize that concept and be like, holy shit, that's me. Like, I'm worrying about, oh, well, I don't have $10,000 to build a super professional website, so I'm not even going to start.
Yes.
Like, those were the stories I was telling myself. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which, like, that's not going to get you anywhere, honey. So that was a big one. And also talking to my friend Sophie, she, just to add to this, she was one of these people who really inspired me to just take action and then adjust, because she's kind of like reinvented what she does so many times within her brand. That's what I love. So I think when I started to realize that too, and for anyone listening, like, if you have an inkling of an idea, it's okay to follow those kind of curiosities. And in a year from now, you and I might be chatting and, like, my business, like, I'm doing, I don't know, only retreats or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your business is you're only really working with, like, groups of women or whatever it is. Like, you can totally morph things.
Yes, I love that. So I think
that was big for me, too. Yeah, to learn that.
I love that because you know, even going back to like the mom aspect, I feel like you, or a woman in general, like you have to kind of reinvent yourself as your time and your life evolves so many different ways. You just have to kind of adapt. So I think that bringing that into your business and adapting and evolving will just inspire new ideas and just kind of evolve into, you know, a new brand within an old brand, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. And I think I had this idea that, you know, once you started a business, like you have to commit to it and it's exactly as you started it and your offerings are the same. And it's like, no, that's not it. It does not have to be that way. You can adjust and it doesn't matter what business you're in. Say you're an esthetician and you realize like people want certain services. You can add those.
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, and I'm sure you do that in your business as well, in your other business. Like you look for ways to serve your clients and like creative ways for you to, you know, express your brand.
Yeah. And I feel like that's a huge eye-opening for people listening because, you know, through this pandemic, we've all had to kind of reinvent ourselves and our lives. And if people don't get it now, that we just have to accommodate to whatever people's needs are and kind of adjust to that and really listen to the consumer and know exactly, you know, who you're targeting, what their pain points are, like what they're looking for, and then give them exactly and offer them, you know, solutions to all their pain points. That's where I feel like women in business will thrive because they are providing those solutions.
Absolutely. And then it's taking whatever those pain points are, where you hear from your clients, any feedback is gold, right? Yes. Anything you hear from these people. And then you bring your unique gifts and talents and ways of looking at things and solutions, like you said, to what those problems and pain points are. And that's the beautiful thing.
So good. I feel like we can just create a new module right here. So what would you say is something that you absolutely love about, you know, being a mom and owning a business at the same time?
Ooh, interesting. You know what? I just want to touch on this because this is a perfect opportunity. But in doing the podcast, I asked moms a lot, like, do you like owning a business and being a mom, like being an entrepreneur while being a mom? And they all kind of said like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. And it was like one more thing that made me be like, okay, Emily, get going. But yes, to answer your question, I do love it. I think it works really well for me. As I said in the beginning, I have always wanted to be an entrepreneur and do my own thing. So you need that, like you need that fire and that desire. But the fact that I can, you know, just take today, for example, I was working a lot, but I still could come see Leo like before he went to nap. And then I spent, you know, 2 or 3 hours with him in the evening. And if I was working, I know it's COVID time, but like if I was working a normal like 9-to-5 job, I would not get that time. I probably wouldn't see him in the morning. And then I would maybe see him for like an hour before he went to bed, which is, if anyone's a parent, they know that that's like not really the best time. The kid's usually like kind of done. So I think I feel really grateful for the fact I have been able to build these businesses, do my own thing, as I say, and then get that time when I want it, when I need it with my son.
Okay, so I have a couple more questions before I let you go. One of my questions is, what are some strategies that you would like to share with our listeners that will help moms incorporate, you know, like their rituals into their day-to-day being entrepreneurs as well as moms?
Yes. So my rituals are quite important to me. So I hold them quite near and dear to my heart. And I just want to share that before I really committed to carving out the time and found it, I used to think that it was ridiculous to think I could spend an hour in the morning on a ritual. So I understand if that's what you're thinking, because yeah. I felt that way too.
Yeah, been there.
But when I just like decided that that's how it was going to be, it works out most of the time, like most of the time. I want to say 90%. I get my entire ritual in, which includes, I kind of talked about the magical morning practice. So it's a bit of like visualization type of thing. I do a bit of EFT tapping, which is my new favorite thing right now.
Love it.
I know you're into it. Obsessed. I do a meditation, and then I do a little bit of yin yoga, which the yoga was actually recommended to me by my acupuncturist who does like traditional Chinese medicine. And because we're working on really helping my liver right now, she's like, yeah, stretching is really important. And then she actually gave me another tip, which is something I add in as part of like everything, something I do every day, is kind of like structured breath work or breathing, whatever you want to call it. So I have 2 times in the day at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. where I do some more structured breath work for like 10 minutes. And I have found that has made a huge difference already, because I think sometimes you get so caught up in your day that you actually don't fully breathe, which sounds so ridiculous and so basic that you might be like, what are you talking about? But I kind of thought that too. Then I started realizing that I'll go for hours without like getting up from your computer and probably not doing any type of like deep breathing into your body. So that's been really great. And I would highly recommend adding that in.
I absolutely love that, because you know how many times I think about the fact that I'm not breathing and I just want to message like BFF mom and be like, hey, yo, are you breathing? Because I just held my breath for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not good. And that does not help your body at all or your mind.
Oh, I love it. I love, love, love all your advice. And I wish I was a listener, because I can take notes. So I'm going to relook my own podcast.
I love it. Take notes, people.
Take notes. And because we are Glam Mom Co., what would you say to end off the podcast is your favorite glam quarantine, I would say now, product?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so...
Or products, I should say.
Not in an insensitive way, but the quarantine has actually been pretty good for me overall. I've been super creative. I've been just like taking action left, right, and center. And one thing that I've gotten really back into is makeup.
Yes.
So this might sound unusual, but I have been having the best time. Like today I did like full face of makeup pretty much for nothing. For me, damn it.
Instagram, and it was freaking hot.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, and I like recorded a couple stories, took a picture, and then just felt fucking fire the whole day. So, you know, it's great. So yeah, I just bought this it's the Naked palette, but it's like the cherry one. So it's a little bit like burgundy and pinky, and I'm just having the best time with it. So that's my quarantine glam moment.
I love it. You'll have to tag us in it.
Yes.
On IG.
I shall.
Because we're obsessed with glam. Well, I just want to thank you for sharing. I can't even say how many like amazing nuggets. So anybody who's listening, who's wanting to start a business, who feels inspired from Emily, where can they find you?
So the best place is Instagram. So it's at cool.mom.101. And then my website is just coolmom101.com. But yeah, Instagram is just a fun place. So I'd love to see y'all there.
Love it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Glam Mom Social. And I absolutely loved it. I'm so excited to share this.
Awesome. It was truly my pleasure. I had such a great time and I just feel jazzed. So I'm just going to go do my like nighttime ritual, and it's going to be great.
Love it. Thank you so much, Emily. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thanks for tuning into this episode. Check out our website at www.glammomco.com. And follow along on our Instagram page at Glam Mom Social. Okay, guys, welcome to Glam Mom Social. Today, I want to talk about and focus on emotions. And what I mean about emotions, when it comes to emotions, is I want to really focus on how to embrace every single emotion that shows up in your life and how to not suppress the actual emotion. So I know if moms are listening to this, there are a ton of emotions that come up every single day, especially when we're with the kids. They have their own emotions, so we're dealing with that. Then we have parent emotions from our parents. Then we have friends' emotions, if they vent to you. Then if you own a business, you have emotions from the business that
get onto you, and we can really spiral down and get into this trap where we just suppress. So what I want to focus on today is my 5 tips on how to not suppress your emotions, how to really hone in on everything that shows up in your life, and how to release it or not release it, and what do we do when these emotions show up. So my number one tip is to really focus on the emotion and journal it. So when something comes up, even if it's in the middle of the day, or if it is during your meditation in the morning or your journaling in the morning, I'm huge on journaling. I feel like writing down whatever shows up is so powerful, because you can literally read back and see how you were truly feeling if you're unsure of like where these emotions are coming from. So what I want you to practice is during the day, get a little notepad, keep it in your house somewhere where you know you can kind of go back, or keep a note tab in your phone. And anything that comes up, any emotion, whether it's like anger or like frustration or whatever it is, okay? I'm going to give you an example. So let's just say we're making lunch for the kids and one of them like pushes the other and it's just like getting a little bit annoying and they keep doing it and you're telling them to stop and you're getting frustrated, you can't get the lunch done, whatever that is. You're going to write that down. You're going to be like, oh, I got so angry, or I was just so frustrated, or I was just so sad to see that the kids were treating each other like that. And you're going to just write that down. And you're going to leave it. And you're going to date it. So you're going to be like, you know, August 11th, 2020, emotion is this, and this is kind of what happened. So you're going to start there. So by logging our emotions, we are now putting it on paper, and we can go back and see like why it made you frustrated. So the goal is to really get down to the root of the emotion, because sometimes when anger shows up or frustration or fear, any emotion that shows up, usually it's not about that thing. It's not about like the kids, you know, messing around with each other and you not being able to make lunch. It goes deeper than that. And it could be that, you know, you're not taking self-care time. Could be that you are not dealing with a bigger issue that is underlying. So sometimes we tend to suppress. So we really want to focus on releasing instead of suppressing. So number one is journaling. Number two is taking time to actually practice mindfulness. And what I mean for mindfulness is I don't mean sitting and meditating for like 20 hours, because let's just be honest, we do not have time for that. Well, I don't have time for that. But what I do have time for is my morning routine. What I make time for is my morning routine. So my morning routine looks something like this. I'm up at between like 5 and 5:30 and I wake up. I have my glass of water. Sometimes I'll have my elixir, which you can find on my social media. Sometimes I'll have the elixir after, but I wake up, have my glass of water, head downstairs, do my meditation, do my journaling, do a little exercise routine, and do a little bit of reading, and then I kind of get my day started, whether it's like with the kids or I get right into my work or whatever it is. So really focusing on a morning routine for yourself to gather your thoughts and to really set an intention for the day. So goal number two is really setting the intention for the day. What do you want to get out of the day? And I don't want you to set some like crazy goal, like, oh, I want to get, you know, if you own a business, I want to get like 5 clients today, or I want to make sure that my kids don't fight today, because that's not realistic. It might not happen. And I don't want you to get down on yourself if it doesn't happen, but set the intention for yourself and for things that you can control, like your emotions. You can say, I'm going to really work hard on not getting angry today, really releasing, breathing more, drinking more water, you know, set the tone for your day as to how it's going to go. So that's number two. Number three is practicing moving your body and eating. So I find that the more and more I talk to moms, the more and more they're like, I don't have time to exercise. I don't have time to eat my lunch. I'm always focused on the kids. So I really want you guys to take some time to actually plan your day. Plan the night before, even though you might be exhausted and you're so tired, just know that you're doing this for yourself. This is part of your self-care. So I want you to plan for yourself. Plan your lunch. Plan your breakfast. Plan some time for you to get outside. Even if it is with the kids, you don't have to be some like workout, you know, fanatic, but it's time for you to take the time to move your body and put whole foods in your body and really know like what you're eating and how your body fuels. So paying attention to what your body's telling you. Okay. So planning is number three. And then number four is relationships. So I want you to start really paying attention. And this kind of comes into the components of our journaling, which is part of number one. So number four, the final one, number four is journaling through relationships. So, you know, there might be some relationships that you're kind of questioning at this point in your life. There might be certain people in your life that you're questioning. There might be certain people that bring a really high vibration. By high vibration, I mean like you're laughing, you're having so much fun with them all the time. And then there's other people that really lower your vibration where you leave and you just feel like not so good, not so happy. And that's where you would suppress. So we can't control other people. We can only control our vibration. So I want you to start journaling about these other people. And this is not to blame these people for their low vibration. This is for you to track to see how you show up in front of these people with your own personal vibration and how you choose to leave. So are you leaving them with a high vibe or are you matching them with a low vibe? Okay. This is not about cutting people out of your life. You know, most of the time people that offer us low vibrations are our family, and we can't cut our parents out. I mean, some people would say, yes, cut your parents out, whatever. But for me, like, that's not ideal. I love my parents, you know, and we all have positive and negative or like light and dark sides to ourselves. So it's really up to us to just focus before we encounter these people and higher our vibration. So that might mean for you to set some boundaries. That might mean for you to take some time to do some self-care and self-work before you actually meet these people. And you might think, oh, that's just a lot of work. Like, I don't want to have to do that. But you know what? Like, it's not a lot of work if you want to build a relationship, because relationships are built with time. They're built with repetition. They're built with consistency. And they're built with the fact that you are leaving that other person in a better mood than what you showed up with. So you want to encounter people and you want to leave them feeling fantastic. You want them to be like, holy crap, like, she left me feeling so good. I was in a shitty mood, but she was so good. So the other part of it is that you need to release those emotions too. So that's where the self-care comes into play is, you know, once you encounter these people and they have a low vibration and you lift their vibration up, you know, you're kind of taking bits of them. So you really want to learn to release it by doing your self-care and really focusing on yourself, doing your meditations, your journaling. So the last one, number four, is relationships. And I want you to write down, you know, your top five and your top 10 people who leave you feeling high and the top five people who leave you feeling low. And then beside them, I want you to write down, what is it that makes you feel low? Is it that they talk negative about themselves and you feel bad for them? Is it that they're constantly, you know, blaming you for certain things? Like, what is it that makes you feel low? And then I want you to ask yourself this specific question: do I believe that about myself? So again, do I believe that about myself? So if somebody is making you feel low, it's really not them making you feel low. It's about the fact that there might be a small possibility that you might feel that about yourself, and they might be reflecting that to you, and you don't like that about yourself. So you're trying to just fight them back and be like, no, I'm not like that. Why are you saying that about me? So this is going to take a lot of practice and a lot of self-work, but I really encourage you to practice this for 1 week. Practice these four action steps for 1 week and see what shows up. See what shows up. Go back to your journal and reread and rewrite.